dreams and sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Alongside Matt Wilhelm, I'm Dave DiNatale. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm in for the traveling Nathan Zagura as he gets ready to
report from the sidelines, baby.
Along with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon tomorrow evening on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Let's get to your calls, 216-578-0850. John in Indiana has been waiting patiently. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. First, Matt, I want to thank you for your blood, sweat, and tears playing for the Buckeyes years ago.
You got it, man. Thank you. It was my honor.
Yeah. Hey, if I could have a few minutes, I decided to call whenever I heard a guy a long time ago say that he predicts the Bengals and Steelers being a little off this year. Fun, though, let's have a little fun here. I was playing Xbox this week with the new Madden coming out, and there are 75 when the game starts, but if you put it in franchise mode and make the team we all believe it's who's going to make the team without picking up anybody extra, they jump up to like an 83. And the offense is pretty good. That's one of the best ones I've ever played with the Browns. It was when they're all healthy. And that defense, I don't play defense on this in this mode. I just simulate it. But there's you can't pass on them. So looking at the stats, so it's pretty scary. But then another thing, and the Bengals and Steelers are having a bad year on that thing too.
Yeah, but well, but, for the record, John, we got to run. We didn't agree with that take. I mean, I can't sit here and say I think the Bengals and Steelers are going to be like 8-8 or anything. I mean, I think we have expectations that they're going to be better than that.
Oh,
probably.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think if you look at the Steelers with Roethlisberger, yes, they might lose Martavis Bryant and Le'Veon Bell early, yeah. But that you know everyone's predicting them to be able to be a juggernaut on offense with questions on defense.
But the point was they've got to play
the same
out of division schedule
correct.
That the Browns have to play.
The AFC West,
AFC West, NFC West. So it's going to be tough. For
a lot of travel
too.
For Pittsburgh. Yeah. You know they're gonna have to win some go up to Seattle, San Francisco, out to the West Coast and win football games too, just like the Browns. Yeah. Now some people might say they're a little bit more equipped with Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and so on and so forth. But that I think that defense is going to be the big question mark with how many young players that they have and. It's going to be a scoring battle between you and another team, so you have to outscore the Steelers' offense.
Tom is in California. Tom, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks, Matt, for having me on. So I've got two questions about Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel for Matt. Actually, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that to him. The actual questions.
Thank you.
The questions I have for you are, one is a schematic X and O's question, Matt, that I wanted to ask, and that is,
sure.
With respect to a if you are in punt formation and the gunners are trying to block the blockers are trying to block the gunner from going down the field, if they fake punt after 5 yards, is that pass interference? And then the second question I have for you has to do with what you think that Mike Patton has learned from last year with respect to second half adjustments, because it seemed to me that we got out adjusted, save the Tennessee game and the first Pittsburgh game. We were out adjusted at halftime many times, and I just wanted to get your take on that and what you think will be different this year.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call and appreciate the questions. So the first question is yes, if we were to fake punt, to one of our gunners after that 5 yards, if that ball's in the air and whether it's face guarding or any type of contact, you can get that illegal contact or pass interference, which would be if it's pass interference, a spot foul, which would be like a huge chunk play for the offense, and we get credited for it. But so it is pass interference. To address your second question, with I don't necessarily know, not having those intimate conversations with Mike Pettine about what have you learned. The emphasis Mike Pettine has put on himself is excited about is hiring his own offensive coordinator, having his guy in John DeFilippo and Coach Pettine's emphasis on learning offense. And I think that is one thing that will have helped Mike Pettine, not only in the first half, but in the second half, is he now trusts Jim O'Neill more than he did last year. As we saw after about week 6, he gave him the reins, wasn't sitting in on his meetings, wasn't kind of overseeing his calls throughout the game. So it's his defense. And on offense, Flip is probably going to enter into the same way because there's a trust factor between these guys and the amount of time that Mike Pettine. So I think overall, he learned a lot from last year. And I know for me as a player, both at Ohio State and throughout the National Football League, when we were the more talented football team, you can play a bad first half, but I thought the ability of coaches to relay information to you about changes, you know, at halftime and convey it as quickly as possible so that you can see, you know, a very big difference in from the first half to second half to emphasis on second and seven or an emphasis on in this situation, in this front, we need to blitz this or we need to play this coverage behind it. And the ability of the players to grasp that information and go execute that change in the second half is, I think, I'm more confident in Mike Pettine and now that he trusts his coaches to make those changes at halftime.
Next here, 216-578-0850. We've got Chevy in New Jersey. Chevy, welcome to Browns Daily here on ESPN 850 WKNR, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. I'll tell you a reason why we didn't adjust at halftime. Brian Hoyer, he was dinking and dunking just like he did with Texas the other night, and then he got leveled, and then he became ineffective after that. Now we got Josh and Johnny can scramble and get out of trouble and make plays. But the reason I called is I'm really worried about this Bibbs getting cut. Such a great playmaker. I really want to see him on the roster. Put Taylor on IR. Cut Wynn. I mean, I like Wynn, but when he was on the show several months ago, he was talking about his contract and drinking with a midget. You know, I don't want to, you know, I want guys that are totally focused to win. Thanks, guys.
You got it. And thanks for the call. And, you know, sometimes that's very hard. You know, coming back after a break, you know, you have a new look on life and haven't made that mental shift into football yet. And that's probably, I'm sure, where, you know, drinking with midgets and contract talk kind of came from. But that all being said, you know, Bibbs is a guy that, you know, given another opportunity, as we saw last year with Isaiah Crowell in that Chicago Bears football game, play very well and play his way onto this roster, that I think it's going to be very difficult for Flip, for Mike Pettine, and Ray Farmer to hide him on the practice squad because he'll be gone. Yeah. But for him to not make the active 53 roster, you know, which means you give up on somebody at some point, and that's what makes this business very difficult for them if he can play solid in all four games. Because his body of work, he's been healthy all of camp. He's been a sponge offensively. And when given opportunity, he has shined when the lights are the brightest. And that's what these coaches look for. And I've mentioned it throughout the week, consistency. Out of Bibbs, he's been, you know, rising. Right. He hasn't even hit his peak yet, but you know what play you're going to get out of him each and every game.
And I asked you earlier about Bibbs and Maley, who might make it, who might not make it on Twitter, at Browns _daily, excuse me. Ryan Conley says, I'm worried about the Browns cutting Maley. Many rookie wide receivers take half of their first year or more to click. He's gone if he's on the practice squad, which we both agree with that.
He is. And that's the, you know, what Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine will have to wrap their head around. Do you continue to take that flyer on Terrell Pryor, who's transitioning to a new position, who is, you know, still very cheap from a money standpoint, but older than Vince Maley? Do you want to? To me, when I watch Vince Maley, yes, he has troubles catching the football, but I think him being around Dwayne Bowe and them looking, you know, of similar size, him learning how to get open by not being the fastest, you know, not being the biggest or not being the quickest, but getting open and being productive. I think that as Dwayne Bowe's time in Cleveland, and I know it's yet to start, comes to a close, whether it's, you know, this year, next year, the year after that, that Vince Maley is that heir apparent to that big physical possession wide receiver for the Browns.
One more call here before we get a break. Larry is in Elyria. Larry, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, Dino, man. How you doing?
Good, man.
I tell you what, go out and watch EC play tonight, man. Open up the home. I remember watching that back at Larry Chapman run the football and no linebacker there.
That's right.
Knights of Columbus Field someday is going to be named Matt Wilhelm Field.
There you go. Hey, I tell you what, guys, Matt, real quick question. I was going to talk about the kickers we have, but you mentioned the wide receiver we have, Maley. Now, you talk about, you're right, he can't catch, but him, big as he is physical, like Antoine Bolden.
Right.
When you got a running game going there, Matt, you'd be able to seal those cornerbacks off. That'd be a big must right there. The receivers must block in this running game. And the thing, Scott talked about the kickers. I was kind of shocked. I read a while back ago where many kickers were both pretty accurate in the 40-yard range. I mean, what's the situation with those two?
It's right now, and we had Andy Lee on the show earlier in the week. I believe it might have been Monday as we finalized the show for the last 15 minutes. And we asked that question, and we heard from Coach Tabor, and it was, these guys are 50-50.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're talking milliseconds on hang time and feet of depth is what's the difference between one player to the next. Everything that Coach Tabor, Mike Pettine has thrown at them, either from practice or game-type settings or the scrimmage, the Rochester scrimmages, the two preseason games, it's smack dab down the middle right now.
Right.
And I think tomorrow night is going to be a great opportunity for some of these guys. You hope the offense moves the ball down into the red zone. They'd be kicking extra points or field goals. The kickoff there with the humidity is going to be huge. How, you know, can you kick it out of the end zone and negate that play? So they'll be given an opportunity. And what's still crazy to me is, all that being said, there's a likelihood that neither of these guys could make the roster. As we saw, you know, Connor Barth just got released. So kickers will start. Young players are winning jobs other places. Seasoned vets are going to become available. And is that more attractive to Ray Farmer to solidify someone with a longer resume than the two young men that have spent the last 5 months here kicking for the Browns?
So you get the chance to basically say, no, I want the job. You don't need to go get a veteran. I want the job.
100%.
If you kick well tomorrow and also next Thursday. All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll hear from Browns Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Hayden. We've also got the Friday forecast coming up as well. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.